The Consulate General of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan here in Toronto maintains the interest of Afghanistan and its people in Canada while building a strong relationship between Canada and Afghanistan. This plays a very crucial and prominent role in developing mutual relationships between people and the government of Canada. Can you please discuss the significance of the Consulate General of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan? In addition, I would love for you to discuss some of the services that you provide to the people that are from Afghanistan and are currently living in Toronto today.
Sure. In Toronto, there is a big Afghan community.
Thank you very much.
So, Consulate General of Afghanistan serve them, and we approximately have 30 or 35 customer Afghan who are coming here, and we issuing a passport, visa, entry permit for those Afghans who wants to go to Afghanistan, and also visa for foreigner for Canadian visitor who wants to go to Afghanistan or other countries, and different documents such as power of attorney, different documents like marriage certificate, birth certificate, police clearance, all the Afghan documents we issue for the Afghans who need. And we serve them very well. My colleagues are hardworking people, and here is a very good management and team working, and everybody is happy with our service, and we try our best to think about the interest of our own people who are living here, and we serve them. I'm very happy to success in this area, to be in the on the service of my people. And here is a big community. Also, we work on cultural affairs and cultural economic affairs too. In cultural affairs, I try to find some scholarship and short-term courses for Afghan women and to come here, I mean exchange education. Regarding this matter, I talk with some Canadian entities like Honorable Kathleen Wynne. She promised me to talk with some organization who provide a scholarship or short-term courses for Afghan teachers to come here for new experience. And also I work on economic affairs. I had a meeting with the Minister of Mine and talk about how Canada can help Afghanistan in mine areas or section. Because Afghanistan is a country which has a lot of natural resources which is not used until now. And they agree and promise me to help in this area. Also, I would like to talk with Minister of Agriculture, and because Afghanistan is also an agriculture area, which more people... A lot of people are busy with agriculture, and our economy is based on agriculture. If we can have a modern equipment for agriculture, I think it helps our farmers and our economy.
In terms of the relationship and the interaction that you have between Kathleen Wynne, I think that's very powerful in terms of bringing that effort and providing accessibility to Afghanistan people to come to Canada and to be able to be of value by providing services and by teaching today's generation about the impact and the importance of Afghanistan as well. So I think it's crucial and it's impressive that you have the work that you're doing while also engaging in various efforts such as with the economy, with the culture, and by encouraging more of the youth and the people from Afghanistan to come here to Canada, especially the women, to have that opportunity to be able to come to Canada and to teach and to be involved in various issues. I think that's something that many young women would love to have. And I think that's something that a lot of our listeners who are currently women who want to pursue teaching and who want to pursue a profession as a diplomat, I think that a lot of people look up to you. And the fact that you're continuing to do the work that you do, I think that's something to look up to. And at the same time, a lot of people most likely look forward to seeing your upcoming projects and the work that you do in the future as well. Another thing I wanted to discuss is the significance between the relationship with Canada and Afghanistan. How do you see the relationship strengthening as time progresses? What more do you think Canada could do in terms of taking an approach where, like you mentioned, the natural resources in Afghanistan are very rich? What can Canada do in terms of working closer with Afghanistan to form a partnership in order to result in a strong economy, a strong business, and a strong partnership between the two countries?
Canada is one of the Afghanistan's close friends, and it's better to go a little bit back the relationship between the relations between Afghanistan and Canada. Our relations start in 1960s. Not diplomatic relation, but Canada helped Afghanistan in some assistance program in that time. Then in 1968, our diplomatic relations established. And until 1971, when Soviet Union attacked in Afghanistan, then Canada and Afghanistan's relations stopped. I mean diplomatic relation, but humanitarian relations or help, Canada helped Afghanistan in humanitarian areas during the Soviet Union until 2001. During 2001, when 9/11 September, Canada joined with other coalition forces and wanted to battle against terrorism in Afghanistan. And 100 soldier of Canadian was in Afghanistan, and they sacrificed. That I'm very I would like to thanks and appreciate from their sacrifice in Afghanistan. What they did, their soldier were 150 I think killed. In 2014, their mission was changed from battle against terrorism to training soldiers. And they wanted to help Afghanistan in education area and governance, agriculture, infrastructure, rehabilitation, and women's rights empowerment. They wanted to work in this area, and they invest and they help Afghanistan more than 5 million, I think, to help Afghanistan in these areas. Therefore, Afghanistan is a country, is a war-torn country, which needs more than any other country in the world. as Canada committed to help Afghanistan, we looking forward to help Afghanistan after the withdrawal, their soldier or their mission was changed from battle towards tourism to training in these areas.